Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com. Nick Sirianni, the head coach of the Eagles, high praise for Jalen Hurts, and he's earned it, maybe without an injury. He's the MVP of the league, but he is great. And by the way, the all-NFC teams just came out. 8 Eagles, 6 49ers, a ton of talent's going to be on the field on Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field to make sense of it all. Bo Wolf is joining us at Bo_Wolf. Does a great job covering the Eagles for The Athletic, and he's been on the show before. He's absolutely great, and he joins us courtesy of the Uma guest line. Hi, Bo. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're good, man. I just read your piece, early look at everything, but what's kind of the buzz in Philadelphia right now?
Well, I think it's sort of like finally it's here, this game that has sort of seemed somewhat inevitable since, I guess, maybe 3/4 of the way through the season once the Niners started their run, that it seemed like these were pretty clearly the two best teams in the NFC, and now we get to see them go up against each other, and it's such a fascinating matchup. They're both so good along the line of scrimmage. Their strengths are sort of lined up to face each other. You've got the best rushing offense in the league against the best rushing defense in the league. It's crazy that, like, as I wrote in the piece today, you've got a matchup where it's like the sixth best offense against the sixth best defense, and that feels like the undercard when you have the Niners offense against the Eagles defense. It's just it's going to be really interesting, and I think an interesting chess match between these two teams who have not really gone up against teams like each other. And I don't think either of these teams has really been like fully tested in a game where they both knew that it was a monster matchup, I guess, except for the Niners last week against the Cowboys. I'm really excited and fascinated to see how things play out on Sunday.
Yeah, but we saw Philadelphia in the home opener, Nick Sirianni's debut as the head coach of the Eagles. And this guy, I do question his choice in pizza. Seriously, Pizza Hut and Little Caesars?
Well, so do I.
In Philadelphia,
well, I'll tell you what,
I know I can get a better pizza than that.
Well, that's 100% true, but I will tell you what. I did make one of the best predictions that's been out there, and that was on Sunday night or Sunday morning after the game on Saturday. I said that when Nick Sirianni is asked on Monday about what pizza he has on Sunday watching the Niners game, he's going to say Little Caesars, and that's because they're the official sponsor for the Eagles and for the NFL. Oh. And so he, at some point last week, you know that he was read the riot act. You can't say Pizza Hut. You got to say Little Caesar.
Jeffrey Lurie said of a text and maybe a few pizzas. He's out there. I mean, you know, really. I mean, Michael Jordan comparison, yelling at officials during games. I know what the F I'm doing. Sticking right up for his guy Frank Reich. Sirianni is like he's out of central casting to be the head coach of any Philadelphia team. He is so perfect for Philly, and in particular, South Philly. Is Philly in love with this guy now?
I think it's fair to say that they are, and how could they not be given what he has delivered over these first two seasons? I think at first it was a little bit trying to figure out if this was who he is authentically, like if he was sort of putting on a show in terms of being so emotional on the field and even during practice. But the longer he's been here, the clearer it has become that this is very much who he is. I mean, he still sort of views himself as, you know, like a player on the field. And I think the guys respond to that. And I think that's always been, you know, my understanding of what connects with players is guys who are authentic. I think that's what, you know, D'Amico Ryans is so good at. Michael Clay, the Eagles special teams coordinator, spent a ton of time talking about D'Amico during his press conference today. And I think Nick Sirianni is sort of the same way. These guys appreciate that yeah, he very much is who he is.
Bo Wolf is joining us talking Eagles and 49ers. Bo covers the Eagles for The Athletic.
Let's talk more about Jalen Hurts, just because I remember watching him in Alabama thinking he's not an NFL guy, and then Tua takes over for him in that national championship game because he couldn't throw, and Tua wins it. He goes to Oklahoma. He has this great year, but I'm thinking, I don't know. Gets taken in the second round, is decent. They're looking to replace him, and then all of a sudden this year, without an injury, maybe he's the MVP of the league. How has he done this? How has this transformation happened?
Yeah, you know, I have never seen sort of a steady progression with huge leaps year to year like I have from Jalen Hurts. And he has sort of like single-handedly turned me into a believer of, you know, the importance of intangibles. Because it's not just like how much better he's gotten as a player. He really is like the heartbeat of this team to some degree. Guys respond to him. Guys who are, you know, 10 years older than him respond to him. But I also think that there is some revisionist history about the Jalen Hurts pick from the Eagles' perspective. It's not like they took him in the second round thinking, oh, you know, Carson Wentz might blow up. We're going to need a replacement for him. They took him because they wanted a cost-controlled backup, and Carson Wentz had, you know, a history of injuries, and so they thought that that was very important. That's always been an organizational emphasis. But even this past offseason, you know, the Eagles were checking in on Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson, and I think they would have made those trades if they could have. And they have been surprised at the huge leap that Jalen Hurts has made this season. And I think that he is actually at some point right now a little bit underrated as a player because he has such an unbelievable supporting cast. I think people don't appreciate how much the offense, it's not that he is a system quarterback, it's that he sort of is the system. You talk about them being the number one rushing offense. He has a ton to do with that, but he also has been so improved as a passer down the field, over the middle of the field. It's been really impressive.
And their offense is Lamar kind of runs a version of this, but to me, it's not an RPO based offense. And he was at Alabama. They had, you know, Mac Jones and Tua Tagovailoa when he was there, and they run a lot of RPOs. It's a run pass option, but in this offense, to me, it's an RRPO. He can hand it on the mesh point to one of the three backs. He can pull it and run it himself, or he can pull it and throw it. So he is the ultimate triple, you know, threat here. So how do teams play him, Bo? Does just about every team that plays him when he's physically right have one or two guys spy him? I mean, it's hard to get the depth on the RPO, you know, when he throws it over the middle like Tua, because your linebackers can't sink. They have to get up and play the run. So how do teams play him?
Yeah, it's a really good question. And I think it's a big question in the facility this week, trying to figure out how the Niners are going to approach it. I think the key is less about the linebackers and more about those defensive ends. You know, are they sticking back and trying to read and playing it conservatively, or are they firing up field? And the one defense that really had success stopping a healthy Jalen Hurts and the running game was the Colts, which was back in like week 13 or so. And part of what they did was it was very aggressive. Yannick Ngakoue was like flying down the line of scrimmage, and they were able to stop them in that way. But they also had really, really good defensive tackle play. I think the Niners can expect that they can get a little bit of that as well. But I also think that with these Niners linebackers, the Eagles are very much aware that they can't just rely on expecting those slants to be wide open over the middle of the field. I think they're going to be a little bit more careful than they might be against a different defense.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Bo Wolf is joining us. We're talking Eagles and 49ers. In the only game they lost with Jalen Hurts starting, it was 32-21 versus the Commanders. Now, four turnovers, that's massive. But they were able to run the football 49 times in that game, the time of possession. Was it as simple as four turnovers? What exactly happened in that game?
Yeah, it was. And there was a late touchdown off a last play of the game type turnover. So it was a little bit closer than the score would indicate, but it really was. It was four turnovers. There was a point where the Eagles' only two losses of the season, they had turned the ball over four times in both games. One of them was with Gardner Minshew against the Cowboys. But the rushing attack of the Commanders in that game was very much about trying to limit the possessions in the game, shorten the game. They had a lot of like 3-4 yard runs on first and second down, and they were able to convert in on third down and short yardage. It was not the most like impressive rushing game. It was just that they were able to stay on script. And I don't know if that's what I would expect from the Niners. You guys can tell me more, but I think they will see maybe some more opportunities to throw the ball over the middle of the field against the Eagles defense.
Well, I think that recipe's there, though. You got to convert on third downs, and they converted. Was it like 21 third downs they had in the game? And I think they hit on 12 of them, and they ran the rock, and that's the 49ers' schedule. But I think, it depends on...
Now, the one thing to keep... I don't want to cut you off, but the one thing to keep in mind is that that was the one game this year when the Eagles had lost Jordan Davis, their rookie nose tackle, and had not yet signed Linval Joseph and Dominican Sue. And since Linval Joseph has come here, he's played over Jordan Davis, and the run defense has really improved.
All right, which leads to the run defense, because, I mean, obviously, number two overall, you're number one against the pass. You got the two great cornerbacks, obviously, in Bradberry and Slay. We'll see about how your safeties are aligned, but the pass rush is all that. The run defense is vulnerable. You do all the advanced analytics, Bo, to break it down. How would you evaluate with your own eyeballs and breaking the numbers down? Can the Eagles stop the run, and can they stop the 49er run on Sunday?
I think they can, and I think that the run defense numbers are a little bit misleading only because it is, to some degree, a philosophical choice by Jonathan Gannon. You know, on second and long, if you want to run the ball for 6 yards, they will probably give that to you. Their goal at the end of the day is to limit explosive plays by any means necessary. And sometimes that means surrendering longer runs than you might want. And I think that that means that the Niners will have an opportunity to control the clock to some degree. But I think if the Eagles go into this game thinking to themselves that stopping the run is the primary focus, I think they have the personnel to make that happen. I think Linval Joseph will play more snaps than he did last week. TJ Edwards is a pretty solid run-stopping linebacker. They have guys on the edge who are pretty good at it, and some other guys, you know, like Fletcher Cox, who plays in the middle, who make an impact there. I think if that is their goal going in, I think they should be able to do an okay job. But I'm not so sure if they're going to look at this Niners offense and think that is our end goal, or should we be more worried about George Kittle over the middle of the field and Deebo Samuel getting the ball in space and things like that. So it's part of what I'm curious about in this matchup. How does Jonathan Gannon approach it philosophically?
I think one of the things, too, that was interesting in the numbers that you posted in your piece, too, was Brock Purdy in breaking routes between the numbers 62% of the time. And the teams that where the 49ers have a ton of success is obviously yak yards, and Philadelphia limits those yak yards, and that's exactly what you're saying. They'll give up something, but they don't want to give up that to the 49ers, because for the 49ers, I think it's six straight years they've led the league in yards after the catch.
Yeah, it's crazy. And the Eagles are able to be had on, like, third and medium. Even on those plays, they are not necessarily worried about the sticks as much as they are still worried about not getting beat over the top. So I think they're going to try to force the Niners to, extend their drives and maintain long drives, and I think the Niners are certainly capable of doing that. We'll see what happens. But I do sort of wonder about, this matchup where Darius Slay and James Bradberry are so good on the outside, but is that impact muted a little bit against an offense that focuses so much on the middle of the field? The Eagles have their nickel cornerback, Avante Maddox, trying to work his way back from a toe injury. It seems very much up in the air whether he'll be back. If he's not, it'll be C.J. Gardner-Johnson inside, and the undrafted rookie Reed Blankenship at safety, who's done a very good job and is a really physical tackler, but is a little bit limited athletically. And I think that might be like a nightmare that is keeping Jonathan Gannon up this week, is Deebo Samuel getting the ball with a little bit of a step on Reed Blankenship and being able to run past him.
Yeah, I was just watching Christian Watson on that crossing route against Green Bay. Exactly. Just run right by him. He's got the speed of Lance Blankenship. Didn't look good. Jumping back over to the offense and just the weapons around Jalen. Devontae Smith, obviously, Heisman winner. He's tougher than I thought coming into the NFL, but he's 170 pounds, but he's tough. But then you had A.J. Brown, who's the quintessential tough guy. Is something wrong with him? He didn't get a lot of targets. He didn't seem happy in the big blowout against the Giants on Saturday. And Sirianni was saying something's going on. You know what's going on with A.J. Brown?
Yeah, Sirianni was pretty open about it. He said that there was a point there in the fourth quarter where A.J. Brown had sort of dinged something a little bit, and he was frustrated with that. But he was upset about not getting the ball. He only had, three catches for 22 yards, I believe it was. And, I think some of that is that game was such a blowout that they didn't really need to pass the ball. It's not like Devontae Smith had a huge game either. Both of those guys did their work early in the game in the first half. But A.J. Brown has been talking about the playoffs all season long. You know, when they lost their first game of the season to the Commanders, he said it was a bit of a relief because he wanted to sort of dispel with the undefeated talk, and this season is going to be all about what we do in the playoffs anyway. And so I think he's been, like, looking forward to it and was probably a little bit disappointed that he didn't get to make a huge impact. But I think this game for the Eagles is going to be all about how A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith do against this Niners defense, because I expect that the Niners defense will have things pretty well covered over the middle of the field. And the one opportunity the Eagles will see is can they get some plays downfield to A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith? You mentioned Devontae Smith. He has been so impressive. He's the best route runner that I have seen in person, which is crazy to say for a second-year guy. He's so polished. But A.J. Brown is the physical beast, and I expect that if the Eagles are going to win this game, it's going to come on the hands of those two guys having a big day.
Great stuff. Bo, thanks for the insight, man. It was really good. We'll see you in Philly on Sunday.
Sounds good. Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, Bo.
Bo Wolf, make sure you follow him. He's got a great piece out looking at both sides of the ball for the 49ers and the Eagles. And as you can tell there, he's got great insight into the Eagles.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did. Then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.